was his sister, Donnie?
Horse and buggy.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Do you know we were quite rather medieval until 100 years ago?
Think of that. Yeah.
Ooh. You think about it, Brother Earl. I went up there hunting there a while back. November. Up there in my sister's place. Her husband, Kevin.
He inherited his dad, inherited his dad's over to
him, I guess. But a place up there in the Heaven Holler up in Gibble Creek. I mean, 25 years back in time back in there.
Yeah.
Amen. But I was up there hunting, Brother Tommy. And I remember talking about it before, but I just seen that old well. Had old stones. You could tell where they went down to the creek. You got these old stones, Brother Earl. And it's about yay wide. About that, you know, it was a square about like that. And I had like, somebody had put a piece of plywood on there and anchored it down so a kid couldn't fall in there. And I thought, I'm going to look down there. Amen. I looked down that. You know what that was, Brother Tommy? That was an old, amen, hat. Well, you put your bucket on there. There ain't got about 15, 20 foot, maybe longer. I don't know. I looked down in there and still had water in it. Praise God. An old well. Amen. 100 years ago, we're still living in Abraham's day. We still had to draw water out of the well. Amen. My dad tells me all the time. Amen. His grandma painter, old Lurie Painters, my dad's grandma would have been my great grandma. Believe it or not, I remember when I was about 3 or 4 years old, some of the earliest memories that I can remember. Remember when I was about 4, believe it or not. Michelle tells me all the time my mind's getting bad. I still got a pretty good mind. Hey, I remember Sister Missy. Hey, amen. Up there, my old grandma. You know, all the way up, my dad said nearly to the time she died. You know how she cooked. Hey, God, with an old fire stove. Had a big flat top on it. And you had to throw the, you remember Sister Dottie? Hey, amen. Had to throw the wood in that stove. Hey, God. And you know we haven't lived in this technologically advanced day, but until about the last 100 years, amen, America and the world has technologically advanced, and God said, take heed and look around, amen, in the last days, when you see technology taking off, amen, and men have all sorts of, amen, advancements in their technology, look out, the end is drawing nigh. I come to tell a church, 100 years ago, they used to ride in a horse and buggy. But you know now, I was reading just before church, they sent some kind of space gadget all the way to Saturn. Woo! Amen. Oh, they had calculated how long it would take 4 years and something at the speed 20 times faster than a bullet shoots. Amen. That gadget shot out in the Saturn, and when it landed, it only missed its target by 22 miles. Amen. It missed by 4 seconds of the calculations, and they calculated mega speeds that it would reach its destination. Hey, we're living in technologically advanced day. We've landed men on the moon, and I agree with Trump. Great God, I hope we don't find life on Mars, because if we do, the Democrats are going to send them millions of dollars. Hey, I come to tell us, church, we're living in a technologically advanced generation, and if you've ever been ready to meet God, it better be today.
Yeah.
Woo!
We're there.
Time of progress.
Jesus.
Have you ever seen such progress? Brother Tommy read some time back. I got a better memory. What you think? Been a while back. He had that article on Apple.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs said
they
created something that nobody knew they even needed. But once they get it, they don't know how they can make it without it.
That's it.
Amen. Ooh. Praise God. Come to tell us. I do a lot of reading. I was reading the other day. Amen. They claim that the next Apple iPhone coming out, I don't know what it'll be, the 13 or what, if they'll have a special name for it. Amen. But they claim the next iPhone that comes out is going to be 5G capable. Hey, they said it'll be by far the greatest gadget that they've ever created. Hey, it'll do by far more than any iPhone or any gadget has ever been able to do. And they believe that they're going to sell 230 million when it hits the market. That's more than the last 4 or 5 iPhones combined. We're living in a technologically advanced generation. And I come to tell you, church, you better buckle up. Hey, thank God in heaven, I hear the sound. Hey, amen, of the coming of the Lord. I'm getting ready to take a plane air ride. It ain't going to be an airplane, but it's going to be a plane air ride. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hey, we're living in the last days of the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Great Lord.
Voyager 2 mission. Look it up. That's what I just told you. They said to Mars. My. I'm not even half done. When that thing, amen. Oh Lord, it was a technologically advanced generation.
Yes.
Brother Tommy.
Yes.
Give me Genesis 6. 6 and 5 and 6. 6 starting at verse 5. Amen. But their technologically advanced day took them further away from God.
Yeah.
What's it doing to us today? This generation is as far away from God that it was when we had to draw the water out of the well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
This generation is so far away from God than when we had to get on the horse and buggy like John Wesley did and ride to the next village to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen. We're way further away from God. Oh, God. Tell us what happened to them, Brother Tommy, when they got technologically advanced and what God said in Genesis 6 and 5.
Yeah. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
Was great in the earth.
And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Continually evil.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
And it repented God that he made man, and it grieved the very heart of God, because technologically advanced, they were perverse, they were prosperous. Amen. They had progressed, but it drew them away from God. And it repented God that he ever made man. And he said, no, he called a man by the name of Noah. He said, begin to build me an ark.
Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, I got to preach on here.
Come on.
Amen. Verse number 23. Hold on here.
Right.
Amen. Verse number 23 tells us that those days were characterized by polygamy. Amen. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adiah and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. Amen. Lamech, we are told, had married at least 2 women. He is the first recorded man of humanity who ever took the clear steps to undermine the home and the family that God had created. Amen. When God said, let us make man in our own image, and he made Adam. Amen. And he saw that Adam was alone. Amen. You remember what he said? And he said, Adam, let us create you a helpmate. Did you hear that? A helpmate. Hey, great God in heaven. And I'm glad, Brother Anthony, amen, that he created Eve and not Steve. Because if it had been Steve, there'd never been generations. But God does things right, and he does things perfect. Amen. He said, let's create a helpmate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo! And when he got to forming Eve, and he put Adam to sleep, and out of Adam's side God carved a rib. And Brother Anthony carved into that ground. And he spoke, I don't know how he did it, I can put a little bit of my thoughts here. And he spoke into that bag of dirt with a little rib out of the side of Adam. And he said, let there be life. And how many come up? It was just one woman. One woman come up. Hey, God in heaven, I come to tell us, church, we're living, amen, in a sexually perverted
in the days of Noah. We've undermined the family. We've undermined marriage. Amen. And God's holy matrimony vows in this day. But I come to tell us, it still doesn't make it, amen, any less the truth. Amen. What God's Bible says about the family unit. Amen.
Right.
Listen to me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I believe marriage, as the Bible defines it, is under attack today.
Yeah, it is.
The traditional family is being challenged by this homosexual and lesbian, what they call it, LBGBQZTUVYFC. They got about half of the alphabet behind them now. They can put the whole alphabet behind them for all I care. God said it stinks in my nostrils, and I'm going to spew it out of my mouth. God created man and a woman, and that's the way it's always meant to be.
Yes, Lord.
Oh yes, prohibition is becoming in the order today. Amen. Folks shacking up, living together is way. It's even got legal laws to protect them nowadays. Did you know that?
Yeah.
If you live together so long, in the eyes of the court, you're married.
Yeah.
Not in God's eyes.
That's right.
Woo.
Right.
Amen. In God's eyes, you got to go from an old-fashioned preacher. Amen. And say your dues. I take this woman to be my wife. I take this man to be my husband. Hey, God, for richer, for poor, for better, for worse, for sick, for health, I take them. Amen. There's still value. Amen. In holy matrimony, in the eyes of God, we're living in a generation that has no importance on the family or on marriage.
Right. You're right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Woo. Lamech declared, amen, his value to be far greater than his ancestor Cain. Go on down to 24. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. He had pride in his heart. Amen. He had way too much self-worth calculated into himself. He was the first humanist. He sees himself as number one and believes, amen, all of his actions were right. Oh, great God. You'll notice that some of, amen, of the names of his children. Listen to this. I'll hit this and give you something to study on and move on here. But some of the names of his children either, amen, had the suffix EL, which was a name for God, basically referring himself as the God of creation. Amen. Or to God in a general sense. Amen. Mehajael. Amen. This name literally means to blot out. Amen. Jehovah. Great God. El Shaddai. Amen. The God that is. In other words, they paid God lip service. Amen. For a while. But the day came when they wanted God out of their lives. They were swelled up in pride. It was a generation of pride. We want ourselves. We want our own God. We want to do what's right in our own eyes. I come to tell us that's the day we're in. We want to give God lip service, but we want him out of our lives. We don't want him to be Lord. We don't want him to tell us what to do. Hey, we're living in that day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Come on. When I hear liberal politicians, homosexuals, infidels using the name of God, it makes me sick.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Realizing that the days of Noah's here.
It's here.
They want to pay him lip service. Amen. But they don't want him involved in their everyday life affairs.
Right.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Amen. If there was ever a day when men did that which was right in their own eyes, it's the day that is upon us. They don't even fear that they live their lives as they want, amen, to live without thought of heaven or hell. They don't think there's no consequences to their acts. They don't tell. They say, they don't tell me how to live my life. I'll do as I please. I'll do as I want. Hey, Brother Tom, give me Romans 3:18. Amen. I'll do as I want. Praise God. I come to tell this church, amen, amen, it's of the world. John said those things, amen, are of the world, thank God. But oh, Jesus, raise up a generation that begins to fear God again.
All right, Lord.
You got it? Boy, these guys are fast. Oh, oh, oh,
Jesus. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
Woo!
Jesus.
Is that all it said?
It's all said.
There's no fear of God before their eyes. Does that remind you of a generation that we're in today? There's no fear of God. Amen. There's no fear of God. Amen. In there, we're living in a generation that does not fear God. They don't regard any statutes or any laws or any rules of God. They want to do what they want to do and kick God out. Amen.
You're right.
Jesus, Lord. I got to move on here, but I'm stirring my heart.
Come on now.
I know this is way longer than I usually preach.
Come on, buddy.
I'm going to try to find this real quick. 1 Kings, I didn't even have this in my notes. It was just something I was reading back here. But John Corral stirred my heart the other night. After church, we were talking. And he said during the election, he was tore up like everybody else was.
Yeah.
And he said, God, how could this be? How could this be? He said he picked up Becky's Bible and he said, I never pick up her Bible. And he said she had it marked to this chapter. He said, and it fell open and I began to read. 1 Kings chapter number 11. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to find out here real quick. Amen. Let's just start here at 30. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, take 10 pieces. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon. I will give it to the 10 tribes. To thee. Speaking to Jeroboam. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes. Brother John said he began to cry to the Lord and began to say, God, amen, I can understand you rending the kingdom out of Solomon's hand, giving it to Jeroboam. Solomon was wicked. Amen. He had turned all them idol women and their gods that he took in. He said, but I can't understand you taking it out of Trump's hands. I can't understand. And he said, the Lord said, read on. Amen. This has stirred my heart ever since. Because they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtaroth.
Yeah.
Amen. Now listen to this. Ashtaroth, great God in heaven, the goddess of the Zidonians.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too plain right here. I'll tell you after church if you want to know. But this was an illicit, amen, unbelievable, amen, way that they worshiped the god of Ashtaroth. The men would go to the temple. Amen. And great God in heaven, in very illicit acts, amen, of prostitution, right in the temple of Ashtaroth. And they did that which was wicked in the eyes of the Lord. Solomon brought that in. Amen. And great God in Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, that fish god. Amen. That wicked, paganistic god, Chemosh. But right here's the kicker. Amen. And Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my own eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Do you know who the god of Milcom? It was Molech. Amen. It was a god of child sacrifice. Amen. Abortion has always been around, and God has always judged. Amen.
children to that old God at Molech. Amen. They would heat a fire up in that God, and it would be extremely hot, and they would lay their children in the God, amen, Molech's arms. Amen. Child sacrifice. Hey, amen. Other places tell us over there, they would heat that, amen, big holes up with Ashtaroth standing there, and they would throw their children into the fires to offer up their kids to Molech while they beat on the drums of Tophet. They would feed their children to the gods of this world. And God said, Solomon, I'm going to rend the kingdom out of your hand because you let this wickedness come in the land. Let me tell you something, church. If Trump has stayed in office, we'd be the envy of the world. Amen. In 4 years, we'd be the most prosperous nation that we have ever been. But God said, there's 90 million babies that's crying out to me, and I can't turn my face. He didn't for Solomon. He didn't for Israel. And he's not going to for America. God said, I'm going to judge sin. In the last days, they would be a polluted generation that killed their very own.
We're living in a generation where we kill our own kids.
You're right.
And God said, I cannot turn my face from this wickedness.
Come on, God.
It's more serious than what you realize, church.
Come on.
God means business. God means business. And you know, this administration, hey, amen, you're going to get in trouble. Ain't nobody cares. I'm an old hick in West Virginia. They don't care about me. But did you know that this administration right now, amen, I'm not prophesying here, but it will probably go down, amen, as the first generation to legalize not only abortion in the womb, but abortion out of the womb. And God says, it's an abomination before me, and I'm going to judge it. Hey, church, I come to tell you we're in the last days. I come to tell you, church, the days of Noah, they're upon us. They're up for their gods, their children to Molech. That idol God, America, is offering her children to the God of Molech, and they don't even care about their own nation.
Stand with me in this house. I'm preached in my heart.
Come on.
I thank the Lord. I thank you for praying for me. I had a bad neck.
Jesus.
I'm sure I will here in a minute, but I'm feeling good right now. Are the days of Noah here?
Yep.
That's my question for you. Are the days of Noah here?
We're here.
We're living in Noah's day, Brother Tom.
Yes, we are.
We're living in Noah's day, church.
Yes.
Ashtaroth, Chemosh, Miloch, Amen, or Molech. Same thing. Referred to different new names, same God.
Yeah.
And God said, I will not turn my face from that wickedness. Amen. Oh, God. Woo. Church, we're in the last days.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
My girl, we're in the last days.
What?
Brother Anthony, we're right here.
Right here.
Somebody said, if God don't come soon, I'm not saying this, but you've all heard it. Yeah, I apologize to Solomon and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Look at the wicked generation we're living in.
Right.
But let me tell you something. God's always had Noah's. God's always had a church.
Amen.
He's always had a people.
Always.
This is our hour to shine.
Yeah.
This is our hour to be a light. This is our hour to keep our eyes on the prize and march toward heaven.
Yeah,
we're in the last days.
Hallelujah.
Don't give up.
Hallelujah.
Don't quit.
No.
Amen. Don't get. You ever get to running and your side gets to hurting?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't make it. Yeah. Some of your sides are hurting. I can't even make it. You can make it. You keep on running. You keep on running.
Yes.
You can make it. You can make it. Hallelujah. Woo! Can you make it, church?
Yeah,
can we make it?
Yes.
Can we make it?
We can make it.
We can make it. I come to tell you, we're in the last day. Great God, amen. I'm done here. I preach to you my heart. But I come to tell us, don't give
two flowers. We're in Noah's day.
Yeah, we are.
As it was in the days of Noah, Sister Anna, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, get ready to come.
Hallelujah.
Great God in heaven. Girls, he's getting ready to come.
Yes, he is.
Great church. He's getting ready to come.
Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
You better read that Bible. You better pray. You better have that oil in the lamp. Have your wick trimmed that morning. How about I hear the call of the bridegroom coming? Hey, God, go ye out to meet him. He's coming, church. He's coming. The question is, are you ready? I said, are you ready? While they play and sing here tonight, let's find us an altar. Lord. We see these signs all around us. Go home, read Matthew 24, Matthew 25 tonight. Go home, study. Go home, read it. Are the days of Noah here? They're upon us. They're at the door. They're not even. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Thank you. God help us, Lord.